Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kayser Blasting and Coatings can blast and powder coat anything metal, Farley. Railings, fences, metal furniture, yard signs, vent covers, antiques, wheels, car frames, car parts, and trailers. They blast away years of corrosion, and they protect with a durable coating. If you're in the market for this, also they will blast hunting blinds, livestock fence, rail car frames, HVAC units. Call them at 402-421-3559 or go to KaserBlasting.com. It's spelled K-A-S-E-R, KaserBlasting.com, to request a quote today. Jake Retzlaff has been the quarterback for BYU last year. Last year he had a good year. Of course, he faces a seven-game suspension. So he, Farley, appears is headed to Tulane to be their quarterback this upcoming season. Tulane has had an interesting run of success with coaches and quarterbacks recently. So I guess maybe we should have looked at Tulane as an option, but I think people thought Power 4 for Retzlaff, of course, coming from a Power 4 school in BYU. Are you surprised to see him going to Tulane and not a more of a Power 4 school?
Well, at first I thought he was going to Stanford. Because they could use him, sure. I thought they had him locked and loaded. But, you know, going to Tulane kind of surprised me. We'd like to see them in a better situation, probably somewhere like North Carolina.
Tulane's been good, though. I mean, they beat USC in the Cotton Bowl a couple years ago.
Yeah, but
2 years ago,
I'd rather see them somewhere like probably North Carolina. But you know, Bill Belichick handpicked his quarterback, so
he did.
Yeah, freshman.
I'm curious if any Big Ten schools could use Jake Retzlaff.
Probably could.
He could have gone to Northwestern, but that'd be a bad place to go. Purdue could use him, but why would you go to Purdue? He's going to go to a place that he can win games. You know, Tulane has built a culture of winning there the last few years, and it's good to see that down in New Orleans, them to have some success. But you know, they put guys also in the league, so probably a smart place to go to. But pretty surprising it wasn't going to be a Power Four team with how good he was.
Yeah, that it would be better.
464-5685, call or text as always. Seeing some early things out from media days in ACC. Jim Phillips continues to, you know, stand by what Frank Sankey said for the playoff. They want the 5+11. No surprise there. I did see this, Farley. Now, this is something we see in the pros, and haven't seen really ever in college sports. But now that all these players are getting paid, and it feels like it's professional sports anyways, I saw that the ACC is going to start having player availability reports out there 2 days before games. So you will know if the player is out or questionable or doubtful. Is this good for the sport or not? I would think yes.
I think it is. So it depends. I mean, it makes it better so you know who you're preparing for.
Yes.
You know, because some teams like to say, oh, he's last minute. No, I need to know that whole week so you could prepare your team for two different running backs, two different quarterbacks, or whoever's starting.
Yeah, it says in football, men's and women's basketball and baseball games will have player reports. Football will be issued 2 days before a kick with updates the day before and on game day.
I think that's great.
I would agree with that.
Cut the cheaters out.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
So there we go on that one. By the way, I'm trying to see some other things I saw here, but Jim Phillips is at the podium speaking already. Yeah, so we'll have Petitti go at 1 p.m. this time, and now it's 8:30, and you're already hearing from Jim Phillips in the ACC. We have a full day of news before we even get to Vegas for Big Ten Media Day. So I guess that's how you don't get overshadowed by the conference, Farley. You get your stuff out there early in the ACC. Miami speaking today, SMU, as well as Virginia, Stanford, and Cal. And Jim Phillips is speaking today for the ACC. other things coming out of the ACC right now from Media Days. This comes from Bill Bender. He said, quote, "We all recognize the importance of coming together for a model that is truly best for all of college football. Fairness and access are paramount." So again, as we said earlier, it's going to be ever hard to really ever be on the same page, Farley. I'm not sure you'll ever see all the conferences cohesive in their thoughts and how football should be going in the playoff. Because Petitti's going to have a different conversation today.
Yeah.
He says, Phillips says, on the 5-11 model and how FBS schools get access, says you get to nearly 12% of the FBS with the 5-11 model. We also mentioned a 5-9 model for a 14-team playoff. I think it's going to go to 16. There's not much conversation about going from 12 to 14. It's either 12 to 16 is what we've really seen.
I feel better with 16 for us to get in there.
Yeah. Nebraska, I mean, again, what the best route to Nebraska is what route? I mean, that's why I keep saying that maybe for college football, the 5 plus 11 is the best for getting the best teams. But if you want to be selfish about this, Farley, about your own school that you went to and you cover every day, Tony Petitti's ideal of having 4 AQs of the Big Ten is truly Nebraska's best way to the playoff. Might not be the best for college football for getting the best teams in there because it could be a watered-down Big Ten. But if you are being selfish about this, which you're allowed to be selfish as a Nebraska fan, that's the best route to the playoff, is having 4 teams guaranteed. And I bet Petitti stands by that today at the podium in Vegas.
Yeah, I think so too. Like SEC, they want 4. We want 4. ACC wants 2, Big Ten 2, Big 12 2, and then the rest. You like my glasses, don't you?
They're freaking me out still. I can't. I looked at you all day long, and you had them on from the get-go. I can't take you seriously in the glasses. Because, you know, sometimes Bill and Sip will have, like, leopard print glasses, and I can't take them seriously because it's just not. But that's the readers. They need readers on.
These are my readers.
Yeah. They look, at least, they're proper.
Yeah, we're old.
You're not wearing some sort of weird glasses.
I wouldn't wear any pink glasses or any leopard glasses like that. Bert, just different.
Burton Columbus asks, has Sip marked himself safe? Yes, Sip texted me yesterday that he did make it safely to Vegas and was just kind of walling up in his hotel room.
You heard what I told him yesterday?
What'd you tell him?
No $8 buffet, Sip.
He's been known to get food poisoning out of places.
Yeah, you know. Tender stomach. That's what I call it.
Wichita food poisoning, Oklahoma City food poisoning. he said a couple other places he's had food poisoning. So just, you know, steer clear. He's going to go to the Golden Steer Steakhouse. I think tonight they're going there for dinner reservations. Oh, it might have been last night, but I think it was tonight they're going there. But I'm sure we'll have a great time in Vegas.
They probably got some good food.
Doing media stuff and also, you know, staying in his hotel room otherwise. That's what Sip does. So when we come back, we're going to wrap things up with the spillover. next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.